This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is March 3rd on this Tuesday Global Transmission. Alex Jones, we are 244 out from the historic election, and today is Super Tuesday, not Super Thursday, like Joe Biden. I hate Joe Biden. He's a globalist and evil, and obviously a pedophile pervert who can't help try to stick his tongue down his own niece's throats and tell little seven-year-old girls they're hot and that he makes them horny. Those are quotes caught on hot mics. But, man, just to watch the Democrats put him up there while he's degenerating and sounds like he's got marbles in his mouth. At his current level of degeneration, I predict within 6 months he is in complete dementia trying to, again, engage in finger painting with his own feces. And I'm sorry to be gross about that, but that is the track he's on. I've been saying that. Tucker Carlson said it last Friday. This is amazing. He is totally emblematic of the Democrats and how they pass power on like the Dark Crystal Skeksis or something, and how disconnected from reality. And then there's an incredible video we're going to play next segment of him saying, Beto is my czar of gun confiscation.
You, Lord Vader, go forth and destroy them. Destroy the guns, take the firearms, execute order number 66.
It's incredible. That's coming up. We have a bunch of guests today. And, you know, I saw this headline this morning, and I just kicked myself. I mean, we reported this over 4 weeks ago. I did. Mike Adams did. I told you we have White House sources. We have sources in the military. And I announced then that a secret emergency had been declared and mobilization, which is a national emergency. But it was only declared within certain areas of the government. That's a huge piece of news. But I never came on with dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun coming up. Huge breaking news. Huge breaking news. I just put it out there like everything else. Boom. FEMA preparing for possible coronavirus national emergency declaration, NBC News today. So if you want next month's news today, Infowars.com. We're on record laying that out a month ago, but why is that important? It's not, oh, we reported this first, and they've secretly already set up this emergency. It's that there's a plan, and the government believes that the virus is extremely deadly, but Trump isn't playing along with the Chi-Coms, the total hysteria, and I get that because that'll plunge the economy. So it's a balancing act, and I've got to say, I really commend the president. Also, the withdrawal out of Afghanistan after 19 years has begun. They're pulling troops out fast, and the Taliban will just stop trying to kill U.S. soldiers. We'll let China try to run that country. We've put over $1 trillion into that cesspit, that backwards, devil-worshipping, pedophile command base. I mean, that's the religion there, is having sex with little boys. Literally. Talk to all the troops. It's on record. They're told to cover it up. Remember the troops have, like, arrested dudes screwing five-year-old boys and selling them as sex slaves? And the military gets reprimanded. They go, well, that's their culture, to screw five-year-olds. Hollywood loves it. Well, I mean, it's not the Muslim culture in general, but over in Afghanistan, it is, man. And that's on record. And the Chi-Coms have gotten over $500 billion in rare earth minerals out of Afghanistan. There's gold in them, their hills of the rare earth minerals they need for Silicon Valley and for the Chi-Com systems, for all the electronics. More lithium there than any other country per square mile, some experts believe. We do all the security, they get the goodies. No China. The U.S. propping you up is over, 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 over.
You go in there with those knuckle dragon cavemen, and you go get your lithium. Shove it up your dirty Chi-Com arses. Stay with us. I'm energizing for the main attack.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, can somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, if you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
President Trump, about 4.5 weeks ago, ordered the Pentagon and FEMA to prepare a national emergency, but he instituted the national emergency in response to coronavirus at that point. And the Democrats have taken the bait in saying that he did not have any response to it. I think he's had a very measured response. He's not said that the virus is a hoax. He said the hysteria by the Chi-Coms and the media is a hoax. Even if it has a 2% kill rate and 3 million plus people die, it's going to be terrible. But if we don't create a panic, the state of the republic will be strong. The Spanish flu probably killed 50 million people, they estimate, and 6, 7, 8 million of those were Americans, and it sucked, but we made it through it, and none of us are getting out of this alive. That said, though, the globalists are going to launch a lot of other operations. Turkey declared war on Europe, started flooding hundreds of thousands of people in. They said they've got 3 to 5 million ready to flood. They are literally just forcibly taking all the Muslim Arabs and Syrians. Most of them came from outside Syria that had invaded, and they're now forcing them to go into the Balkans. And Greece is the front line. In fact, Greece has been invaded and attacked by Muslims more than any other place on earth. Serbia is number two, if you study history. We owe a debt to the Serbs and a debt to the entire Balkans that's held on, though half the Balkans is now run by the Muslims. And guess what? If you're a Christian, your ass is raped, murdered, or you're running. Oh, but we've got to bow down to it. But don't you go kiss your boyfriend if you're a dude in Saudi Arabia. They kill your ass. But see, they're good. It's America that's bad, right? So that's all coming up, and so much more today. Well, FEMA preparing for possible coronavirus emergency declaration, NBC News. We told you a month ago that there was a secret declaration of emergency and that Trump prepared the military bases and facilities that they believed that Washington State would be the epicenter of an ongoing national outbreak that was then taking place. Now, I got that from a White House source. I got that from another source that was at a big elitist top Republican banquet Trump was at, and they were openly talking about it in breakaway groups with the Pentagon folks that were there. And then I got it from Mike Adams' source in Seattle. He came on and confirmed that as well, that they've been told the emergency's already in place, but they didn't want to create a panic. And they believed then, as I told you 4 weeks ago, the Pentagon's really running it, not FEMA, that it broke containment months ago and that it's really all over the United States and that it's race-specific, man-made, and it's going to kill a lot of Asian Americans. Yes, Asian Americans, particularly Chinese, Japanese, or Korean, whose genetics are very similar,
It's a very close family genetic group. I wouldn't call it inbred, but it's just, you know, it's close to that. Just a fact. They are looking, they could have 2% death rates. So the numbers that we see, we may put that graph up from yesterday of the Pentagon believes, and now these numbers are public, but I've talked to several current and retired lieutenant colonels that have been in intelligence and are in intelligence. They believe, FEMA believes, Homeland Security believes, CDC believes, that about half the public will get the virus, will be exposed to it, and that the death rate's at about 1.5% to 2%. We're looking at 3 million or so dead. But see, when you add into it that's race specific, well, what percentage of America is what you'd call Asian? And then what derivation of Asian? Because you've got a lot of Caucasian in Indians. A lot of Caucasians went into India over the last 5,000-6,000 years. And so they're not as susceptible to it, though they are more than a Anglo or an African. Africans can get it as well, just not at the level of a Japanese person who has the smallish genetic family originally derived from China. So that's what we're looking at. And they've been trying to suppress the real numbers. You know, months ago, before this even started, I said, I feel a disturbance in the force, a tremor. The last time I felt it was right before 9/11. And I had them put up that image of the astronaut standing in a national park, in a forest. It could be Colorado, it could be Washington State, it could be anywhere. And he's standing there because he's on planet Earth, but you see all these bubbles in the air, resembling microbes. And so he can't survive outside of a spacesuit or outside of a containment facility. And so that's why we had that archetype. And I said, that's coming. That's what we're facing. You can see it in the programming. You can see it in the preparation. They are making a world that humans can't live on unless we change ourselves into the system that they want. Now, Mike Adams has got huge updates for us, and he'll be joining us, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Just ultra-massive information coming up on the other side of this break. But let me shift gears for a moment here and get to this. Joe Biden is the personification of the collapsing, rotting, worm-eaten facade that is the Democratic Party on the Chi-Com and globalist fetid poison tatas, or tetons, as they would say in French. And the disconnect with these people, and they get in the bubbles of their own zombies when they say things like, hell yes, we're going to abolish the Bill of Rights and Constitution, or hell yes, I'm going to start tongue-kissing 7-year-old girls on TV and telling them that they make me horny. There's audio of that. We played it. But then Chris Matthews tells guests, you look really good, and oh, he resigns, and he's sorry. I mean, this is the mind control. Drag queen story time. Little kids bouncing on erect men in clown outfits is okay, as the kids cry. But if a man says to a woman that's a guest, man, you're looking gorgeous. You got some great legs. Well, that's harassment unless you're Joe Biden. It's all the bizarre hypocrisy and inversion of normal human activity. Normal human activity is evil and bad. But aberrant evil behavior is good as mother's milk. So this report's going up on Infowars.com as we speak and band.video. Please share it. Joe Biden pledges to appoint Beto as the gun confiscation czar. Here it is.
I want to make something clear. I'm going to guarantee you this is not last year's scene of this guy. You're going to take care of the gun problem with me. You're going to be the one that leads this effort. I'm counting on you.
Hell yes. We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against fellow Americans anymore. A gentleman just walked up to me in his picture line. He says, I have an AR-15, and I will turn this in if it means saving the lives of our kids.
Yes, to answer your question very directly and honestly, yes. I don't want you to have an AR-15 or an AK-47.
When you were asked how you'd enforce a mandatory buyback, you said police wouldn't be going door to door. So how exactly are you going to force people to give up their weapons? You don't even know who has those weapons.
So I think almost everyone on this stage agrees that it's not right, and as president would seek to ban the sale of AR-15s and AK-47s.
Those are weapons of war. They were designed to kill people effectively, efficiently on a battlefield. So if the logic begins with those weapons being too dangerous to sell, then it must continue by acknowledging with 16 million AR-15s and AK-47s out there, they're also too dangerous to own. Every single one of them is a potential instrument of terror.
I don't know, like, members of the press, what the f***?
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
What a sick freak. He's smart.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
You know the thing. Can't even say God now, because the demon won't say it. I can feel their collapse. I can feel the human spirit rising to the challenge. Because when the spirit of evil comes in, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. Joe Biden wants you to vote on Super Thursday. I agree, Democrats. Vote Thursday.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Wolf, and I ain't no pretty boy. I'm American, and I'm free, and I'm fighting tyranny. And I want you to be free. And the folks we have on this broadcast are the folks that have proven they've got a track record of being accurate and knowing what's going to happen in the future. The establishment wants to be the only ones that understand or even have an inkling of projecting the lines. But those of us that do the real research and love God are given the discernment. The enemy is not. We have the supercomputer God gave us and the spiritual interface that when we connect into God and have courage to do the right thing, God gives us the answers. Evil is not given us. So they want computers and surveillance and control to try to mimic what God does through us. Now, Mike Adams is here with us, and I can sit here and talk for an hour before he comes on about the coronavirus and about how the media has tried to set up a false dichotomy or a false dialectic of either it's totally a hoax and nothing's going to happen and the virus is harmless, or it's the most deadly thing ever seen and we're all dead as the end of civilization. No, the truth is we've seen unprecedented lockdowns in China. I won't go over all that, the welding people into houses and shooting people at checkpoints and the UN praising it. But then if we don't have open borders, oh, Trump's bad, the UN says. We knew a month ago this was big. Then our sources, we've got a lot of them, and we talked to other people that have sources, confirmed from the Pentagon and from the White House that they declared a secret emergency in the federal government in the agencies that would need to be dealt with that, but not to create a panic a month ago. Well, that's in the news today. FEMA preparing for possible coronavirus emergency declaration. No, it's already in place. And we told you the epicenter was Seattle. And we told you that it had already broken containment. That's Boston Globe yesterday. So I just want to point out, we're not whistling in the dark here. Okay? We're not trying to, like, grovel around and find what's going on. We got a big, fat spotlight burning through the lies, crashing through the disinformation. And I'm just blessed to work with all these people, the crew, the listeners, the guests we've got, because this, I mean, Dr. Francis Boyle, Mike Adams, I mean, I could care less about Hollywood stars or money or power, but let me tell you, not flowing on private jets and all that kind of stuff means nothing. But man, knowing people that are on fire with truth gives me chills, man. It's the best thing on earth. It's better than watching your son knock a home run or your daughter kick the soccer ball into the goal and everybody cheers. That's great. But this is humanity winning. And seeing leaders like Mike Adams and others that we have in this broadcast makes me as a man feel hope when I see the hordes of zombies and those that have fallen to evil. But they're asleep. Don't look down on them. And I do it myself and make fun of them because I'm not perfect. But that's my response to laugh at them because it's so upsetting instead of crying. So Mike's here with us a few segments to break down the new developments, but the emergency's in place. As we said a few weeks ago, it'll be a bunch, you know, deaths by next week. Now we're next week, 6 deaths in Washington alone. It's race specific. It's man made. You got to treat it very, very seriously, but you don't want to create a panic. I agree with the president. Mike, what do you got for us? I know you were so busy doing research yesterday, you couldn't even come on. You've got the biggest news yet, I'm told.
Well, I've posted a series of predictions just now, just before coming on the show, of what's going to happen in America. And let me take you back. Remember the phone call? I called you about 3 weeks ago, and I said, Alex, it's already broken containment in Seattle. but nobody's aware of it. This is
you said that about a month ago,
source.
Mike. You said that a month ago.
Yeah, maybe it was a month ago. And the nation wasn't even ready to hear it at that time. But think about it, Alex. A Homeland Security source told me that they knew it had broken containment in Seattle almost a month ago. Think about that. Since then, we now know because of the genetic analysis, it's been spreading for all that time, plus weeks before. So in total, about a six-week window of spreading. The scientists now believe there are at least 1,500 infected people in Washington state alone. And this is also now spreading nationwide. So part of the big story here is that this is spreading through, in my assessment, domestic air travel. So the cases in New York, the cases in Miami, the cases in Northern California and other major cities, you know, it's in over 10 states across America right now. In my assessment, this is spreading through domestic air travel, and it brings up the possibility that at some point, perhaps after a national emergency is declared, that domestic air travel will have to be severely restricted, especially to cities where there are known outbreaks occurring. The other big bombshell news here, Alex, and I've got some new upgrades here. I hope the audio is even better than before. Video might be a little glitchy, but
I know you talked about the you're rebuilding your studio. It's even better.
That's right. We're making it better every day.
Houston, we don't have a problem.
Okay. The government is purchasing massive amounts of supplies, whether we're talking masks or personal protection equipment or food.
That's right. Behind the scenes, as I reported over a month ago, 5 weeks ago, they're grabbing everything up. And I was even shown the faxes where they were like, calling up and also sending faxes saying, you need to do this. We might just commandeer you. They asked me not to show it on air, but exactly. That's what we do. The government knew it was a big deal. Trump's saying everything's fine, but behind the scenes, they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off.
Well, and then you have the Surgeon General and you have CDC officials and Homeland Security officials telling the public not to get prepared. Now, I don't know if this is, maybe they're doing this completely outside of Trump's knowledge.
No, they don't want runs. They want supply to catch up. They don't want the images of runs. So while the government's buying it all up, just like they're doing secretly, now that's admitted, they're telling you don't worry because they don't want that panic. They don't want the stock market. That's all it is, Mike.
Right, right. But think about this. We have now become the anti-preparedness society, in a sense, at least from those official government sources that are telling people do not get prepared, and the media attacking people who talk about preparedness. This is the most important time to be getting prepared, folks. If you do not get prepared while the government gets prepared, guess what? You're going to have no food. They will have all the food. The military is getting ready. They're buying masks like crazy. Mike Pence just did a deal with 3M to produce millions of masks every month, while the Surgeon General says everybody stop buying masks. They don't work. And then he says, well, we need them in the hospitals. So I guess they do work in the hospitals, but somehow they don't work for you.
Well, you just said it, Mike. They want it to go to the government, the emergency system, which is a triage effect, which actually makes sense at a cold-blooded level, because if the hospitals break down, they're screwed. But what you just said is so chilling. It's all confirmed. The government, there it is, 3M can't confirm Pence's comments about making more masks. But again, Pence can't help but try to tell the truth. And I'm not trying to say he's the good guy, Trump's the villain. This is some 3D chess, and I hope Trump's right, because he's trying to balance this and then try to ramp up production so there's not a panic.
Well, exactly. And here's the balancing act that has to take place. So once the isolations begin and the quarantines begin, which are coming, by the way, major regional areas, cities will be under quarantine.
You said it a month ago. The airlines are fighting over quarantine tracking citizens. They're preparing the quarantine centers. It's all here.
So then the question becomes when parents have to stay home because their children are home from school because the school is locked down, when the paychecks stop, maybe temporarily for people because their workplace is shut down.
Oh, criminals take advantage of the police being overloaded in a few days. We're looking at every Democrat city burning.
And most Americans are not prepared. Most Americans don't even have $500 in emergency savings, and they're being told, don't buy food, don't get ready. That's
bingo,
really bad
bingo,
advice.
stay there, because this is where I wanted to go. In fact, I want to get Bill Skousen on the next few days. He's an expert on this as well, because that's really the effect, because we'd be fine, folks, except the Democrat media is going to hype up the rioting and crime. You watch. This is their plan to drive.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, but everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got a package in. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore, because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at M4Store.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at M4Store.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4 360 win. M4Store.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mike, and I'm being obnoxious. But everything he saying is so true, and it's come true, and I've got all the articles and everything. I'm just like, and you're right, and this, and that. So this segment, I'm going to shut up, because I want to hear from him. I want him to get what he has to say. This guy researches so hard. He just has a lot of integrity. He just is really telling you what he believes is going on from the best analysis he's got. It's been dead on so far, like GPS or something. So we got 9 minutes left in the segment. I'm going to shut up. Mike, recap what you said and then get into the other news. I'm going to turn my microphone off.
Well, if anything, I've been downplaying the numbers that I'm actually running on Excel spreadsheets here. I've been modeling this myself with the mathematics of it, but I don't even dare say publicly what my numbers show.
No, so just say it, because the Pentagon tells me 3 million dead.
Well, that's... if you have a 50% infection rate and a 2% mortality rate, it's 3.3 million dead Americans over time. The question is, what time period does this take place in? Because it's a question of how quickly the hospital beds get taken up, and then you have overrun hospital beds. Once people are sent home to die, then the death rate explodes to closer to 15, perhaps 17%. So the actual death rates in America, 3.3 million might not be the end of it. It might be much higher. Now, of course, we hope it doesn't get there. But the CDC, this is the big bombshell news from last night, Alex. The CDC has now begun hiding the number of Americans that it is testing. So the coronavirus update page that we've been monitoring for many, many weeks, where they would say how many Americans they tested, it was 400 and something last week. They pulled that number down. They no longer are willing to admit it. So we now have the CDC following communist China, which is just hiding the numbers and lying to the public. And I believe also, Alex, this is my assessment, I believe that the CDC is, shall we say, deliberately seeding the infection across America, that these so-called accidental releases are not accidents. Now, of course, I'm going to be called a conspiracy theorist for saying that, but at some point when you see release after release, mistake after mistake, when the test kits were bogus and then the CDC ordered labs across America to not test for 4 weeks almost, these are not accidents, Alex. This is part of an actual plan. This is a deliberate plan to spread the infection across America. And now, you published this morning, a story from Michael Snyder, End of the American Dream. Doctors are begging for tests for their patients in New York City and other places, patients that they know or they strongly suspect.
By the way, you said this over 3 weeks ago, that it was a cover-up, that they sent out bad tests, that they were not sending out the code of the virus a month. Dead on again, Mike. Dead on.
Yep. No, it's crazy. It's kind of... it's. Every day I wake up to the news that you and I were talking about weeks ago, and then also at the same time, the media keeps attacking us as fake news.
It's like Groundhog Day.
We're the most accurate.
It's Groundhog Day, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely nuts. But think about this. Doctors are begging for tests, and they can't get them. So you've got government officials right now. I think even VP Pence said, oh, there's going to be, you know, hundreds of thousands of tests available across America. Well, if those tests aren't in the hands of doctors, it's pointless. Doesn't matter. The tests still aren't getting done at the local level, even though that's getting ramped up. So what we're going to see, Alex, this week, we're going to see, my prediction is, many tens of cases. More confirmations, tens of cases. Next week, I'm calling it dozens, if not hundreds, and certainly by the week after, many hundreds of cases. And then the week after that, or the subsequent several weeks, there will be thousands of cases. There will be over 100,000 infections in America within 90 days. So that's my prediction here, and that's not even what my numbers are telling me is the worst case. That's kind of a conservative case. So think about 100,000 infections. So you started to talk about thousands of deaths in America. No wonder FEMA is getting ready. No wonder the Department of Defense is getting ready. You talked about this on your show yesterday. You was a military intelligence person who told you they are preparing for the possibility of millions of deaths in America.
I got a call over the weekend from a current lieutenant colonel, really good guy, an Army Special Operations, so it actually, at the tip of the spear. And they're like, no, they believe it's a 2% kill rate, and they're telling us, get ready for 3 million dead. So you know, this is not a hoax. The virus is real. We don't want to panic, though, but we need people that obviously know that this is real. Because they kind of want the hardcore patriots to, that are serious people to know, for whatever reason, that I wasn't called and told this on his own volition over telephone. They just wanted to do it. And then I just so happened to have another a lieutenant colonel who was in Army Special Operations at my house with some business we were conducting. I'll just leave it at that. And I had to go to work. He was there with my wife, and she calls up going, hey, well, his name, you know, Kelly's saying that he hears from people, they think it's going to be 3 million. So the Pentagon really thinks it's 3 million. And so, because they're not going to tell them BS. I mean, they need to know what's going on. I get why Trump doesn't want to tank the stock market. Obviously, the Chi-Coms released it to clamp down on their own people and to bring us down as well. So I think working from that prognosis, that hypothesis that we've been working on, I think it's becoming clear that is what it is.
Well, remember, too, early on I said that China would begin harvesting this and actually trying to deposit it into cities across America. I think we've already been under attack. I think that some of these outbreaks that we're seeing are because China was trying to export the virus. China, in my opinion, was trying to get Taiwan infected and Japan infected and Korea and so on, so that China could shift focus from itself. While China starts fudging the numbers, then all the other countries around the world who are reporting more honest numbers, such as South Korea or Italy, then those numbers start exploding, now larger than China on a day-to-day basis. So that was China's actual weaponized deployment of this, in my opinion. I don't have any proof of it.
Cover up, but use China's incubator, let them fly airplanes all over the world.
Well, right, exactly. And so here's what's happened. You know, Trump did a good thing by blocking Chinese nationals from entering the United States. However, it was too late. It was already here. So now domestic air travel.
And that means the CDC covered that up, because if folks don't know that the CDC's got surveillance on this, they're not incompetent. They're just evil. They're watching everything.
They're truly evil. They're malicious. The CDC knew 2 weeks ago that there were 1,000 cases in America, and they chose not to share that information.
And let's go back. It came out on 2020, in 2002, back when the media was still somewhat truthful, at least a little bit, that the head of the CDC found out that millions have been given autism, and he says, I'm going to tell my kids not to give the grandkids this. And by the way, if the public ever finds out they're going to kill us, we got to clean this up. Those transcripts came out in Congress,
right?
And nothing was ever done. So the CDC, just like the UN whistleblowers, no vaccines are hurting people. They're covering it up. So this is just out of control.
Well, exactly. And where it's going is really about every nightmare apocalypse scenario that you can imagine. And preppers are going to be the geniuses in this. Already, it's now apparent people who've been prepping for years are the geniuses, and it's the unprepared who are clueless or oblivious. But we're going to see supply lines just cratering even more. You and I have seen this because we're both in the food and products business. So we see at the commercial level that things are just collapsing across the board, just collapsing. I've never seen anything like it. I'm not even sure, Alex, how much longer I can operate in my operation. I can function. I might have to temporarily shut it down. Might be for months. I don't even know.
And by the way, honesty is our secret weapon. That's our superpower. All the other food stores are sold out. They've been sold out for over a month. They sold out to FEMA. We told you that. Our folks are 6 to 8 weeks, and people at first went other places that came back because they found out, that is scary, exactly. And we're in the position within a week or two, they're telling me you're going to have to stop selling food, and they are too.
Yep.
So, yeah, that is where we are, folks. And FEMA bought it all up from everybody else. You think they're concerned? We're going to talk about the societal breakdown and what could happen and how to get prepared for it when we come back. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
White hot. The news breaking is insane. I have hundreds of incredible articles I want to get to, but we'll do it after Mike Adams is gone. It all ties together. This just broke the New York Post. Top U.S. doctor says coronavirus now an outbreak, possibly a pandemic. We said that a month ago. You don't see China completely, I'm going to say this again, you don't see, it's up on drudgereport.com, top link in red, Fauci, you don't see China shut down all its major cities and kill all that trade, billions an hour. Unless something bigs up, whether it's fake or whether it's real, it's big. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that. That's why I said a month ago, they're going to clear grocery store shelves off. I told those food suppliers, I said, buy everything you get your hands on. And they're like, we're glad you, I mean, this is insane. This is the move on the global economy that the globalists are using for control. So I'm going to say it. Yeah. You order food from us, we've got the only big company that's still got it. You're going to wait 5 to 8 weeks to get it, depending on what you order. I don't know how these BSers operate. Even established companies are in crises. We'll just tell you, we're going to get to you in 10 days. And they know damn well they don't even have the food. We got the food. We can't package it and get it all approved. It goes for all the bureaucracy. They bought more plants. They've everything. I couldn't imagine a relationship where you tell your daughter, I'm going to pick you up at school today, sweetheart, at 4 o'clock, and you never show up. Or you tell your kid in the pool, jump in my hands, and you just like step aside and they fall on their face. But that's what Satanists do. They get off on that. I don't do that. And yeah, we saw food sales go like this when I told you 6 to 8 weeks. But then people went out and checked and found out that nobody's delivering food, that we were being accurate, and the sales went right back up. Does it make me feel good to get some money in here to fund operations and be able to hire some people and launch some really cool things behind the scenes? Because whatever you see Infowars doing, there's a lot you don't know about. And it's fun. Maybe someday I'll write a book about it after this has all been over. But they don't just hate me for what we do on air here, folks. We're like a hydra. I mean, we got a lot of ads. Like, a lot of stuff you see out there is you. It's not me. You give us the money, and I will deliver it to the front lines as expertly as I can to attack the enemy, because I'm fully committed. All I care about is winning this war against these devil worshipers. So get your DNA Force Plus that's back in stock that amazingly boosts your immune system by cleaning out your cells and bringing them to optimum sufficiency and creates new mitochondria. Nothing else can do that. It's got all – we can make claims. It's PQQ, it's CoQ10, and then things that supercharge it that are known to do it but have not been approved. But it's all there. And get your vitamin mineral fusion that you take as a vitamin and mineral, but as a fruit punch, you absorb it better. And get your Ultra 12. And get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And have we raised prices on the Nano Silver toothpaste? No, we cut prices during the crisis, even though it's about to sell out. So get your Super Silver toothpaste. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, get your orders in for the storable food, and you will get it. Because they can't tell you. It's whatever you ordered. Some things are 6 weeks. Some things are 5 weeks. They're just saying 8 weeks to be safe, or 6 to 8 weeks. But you're actually ordering from someone who actually has it. And the reason you do that is not because of this crisis, but because of the economy and the world and inflation and just having food the last 25 years that's high quality and tastes great and is there and it's taken care of. And then it funds the InfoWars. So, yes, it's a win-win at InfoWarsStore.com. But this is the globalist attack on nation states. Mike Adams, in the 6 minutes we have left, getting into other facets of this. You mentioned it, and for me, that's what I wake up. I woke up at 1 a.m. this morning after going to bed. I went to bed early, like 9 o'clock last night. I was tired. I went to bed like 9. I woke up at 1, couldn't sleep. Went and had some orange juice, some water, couldn't go to bed. Took some knockout, stayed up about an hour, went to bed. And I was just thinking, what happens if Chinese and Japanese cities are very orderly and they're having problems? What happens in a societal breakdown or deliveries? The supply chain, as you said, is already wrecked. That is a fact. That's going on. What does that do? What do you expect to see? And then projecting out, first question, first, what is your projection on when the virus peaks in North America?
Well, it may not peak for another year or even 18 months. It depends. You know, some of the methods that we're using in the United States can slow the spread of the virus, and that's actually key to slow the number of infections so that the hospitals don't get overrun. We are better at that here in America than, of course, Africa or many other nations around the world. So when Trump says we're more prepared, that's what he's referring to. However, if we're not running the tests, then we don't have the intelligence to crack down on the community outbreaks, as they're called. So this could actually reverberate for a couple of years, Alex. It may go down the summer, possibly. That's being talked about, although we don't know. People know the flu goes away in the summer, but we don't know, does the coronavirus go away? I'm not convinced it will. But if it does, then it could come back with a resurgence in the winter. So right after the election, if the election is even held, and this is one of my concerns, Alex, that there may be so many cities under lockdown and quarantine by the time we get to Election Day that there will be calls from the Democrats to postpone the election, because not enough Democrats can participate.
By the way, you said that 3 weeks ago. And then now this week that's in the news. They're already going, oh, will this affect Super Tuesday today or Super Tuesday if you're Joe Biden? Or should we, what should happen? Should we suspend the election? Because they know they're about to get their ass kicked. This is their Chi-Com globalist move. It's so obvious now. They did this. They released this.
No, I want to beat Joe Biden 49 states to one as soon as possible. So I don't want to delay the election. I mean, let's beat Joe Biden politically right now. That's the thing to do. But Alex, let me talk about some of the things that people need to be doing for preparedness. This is really practical.
Now, let's talk about what individuals can take action on.
So we've been monitoring Amazon supplies for various products. And as of yesterday, my staff informed me that nearly all the vitamin C was sold out of Amazon and all the isopropyl alcohol, what we call IPA, in the lab, which you can mix with water to make a sanitizing spray, that it's all sold out. There might be pieces that come back online and, you know, every few hours, but then they're immediately sold out as well. But, folks, here's what you need to be getting. Povidone iodine, isopropyl alcohol, ammonium chloride, sodium hypochlorite, which is bleach, of course. Hydrogen peroxide, you can put that in a nebulizer. You can, of course, inhale some of that if it's at a low concentration, such as 3% mixed with air. Colloidal silver, and I want to mention, Alex, your silver that you sell, people can buy that. They can put it in a sprayer, and you can lightly mist the inside of a mask. So if you're wearing an N95 mask, you can lightly mist that mask on the inside and the outside with colloidal silver.
This is so key. And no one's telling you. Use the mask not just as a filter, but as a antiviral system where you've got troops there. It's not just a wall. It's troops with guns to shoot the viruses.
That's right. And people need to be aware that if you walk through an area that may be contaminated and then you remove the mask, that is when you get infected if you're not careful. So even before you remove the mask, you should, of course, have latex gloves on that are one-time use only. Many of these masks should be one-time use, but if you're going to try to reuse it, then you need to be very careful in how you handle it. You have to sterilize it. Sunlight can sterilize these things, by the way, over time. Obviously, heat, an incubation with heat, with steam can kill it. And silver, topically, can kill many pathogens on surfaces. So
but
you
what
need to
about
start
boosting
about
your immune system with like iodine?
Absolutely.
With elderberry, with turmeric, what else?
All these things. There's iodine. The research that I've seen talks about high-dose vitamin C. There's a molecule called phycocyanin that's in spirulina that's been shown to be effective. Iodine is an absolute must in every case. Licorice root contains an antiviral molecule called glycyrrhizin.
By the way, about 2 months ago before this started, I'm not trying to be weird here, it's true, I literally got transmissions from God. It was like, you must promote spirulina. We don't even really sell that.
I literally was
being told, spirulina. And I told my wife, I was like, what's up with I'm not trying to be weird here. I had dreams of 9/11 in the smoking towers before it happened. I went on air and told everybody. People saw that. It's like, I just kept getting told, spirulina. We don't even really sell that. But what is spirulina? Is that like plankton?
Well, no, it's a blue-green algae, and it contains very powerful molecules. But look, before we go to break, we need to say, as a disclaimer, nothing has been proven against the coronavirus, but all these things I mentioned are very likely candidates for undergoing additional testing.
Exactly.
And they
don't
do
just
work
try to block the virus. Defend your immune system. Drink water. We can say that. Without water, you die. I don't care what the FDA says. You need water and oxygen. Mike Adams, thank you so much. Amazing job. NaturalNews.com. We're with InfoWars.com. Spread those links. Fan.video.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.